Our next game is about tourism. And by the way, it took me several trips to New York to realize that when friends say, we have room for guests, they mean we have a slowly deflating air mattress in our kitchen. Let's check in with our contestants. Liz, so you've also worked at a bookstore for 8 years.
Yes, I did.
And once you caught a guy shoplifting comics.
Yes, I did.
I know. I believe my husband has shoplifted comics before.
It's not uncommon.
Yeah, so what happened?
I saw him putting the books into a bag. I asked him if he would like me to hold on to them at the registers.
Very nice.
Because we don't want to accuse him, right? So he ran out to his car, and I assumed that was it. He was going to leave. But he came back with a crystal, and he started waving it at me and shouting things that I probably shouldn't repeat on public radio. And I had to call the police. And it turns out he was a known warlock in the area. They were very familiar with him.
Known warlock?
Yes. Yeah. It's a thing that he does.
Jeffrey, you majored in philosophy, but you also love beekeeping.
Yes, yes.
So where are these bees? Are they in your apartment?
They are actually on the side of our house, right underneath my bedroom window. So I got to know the bees really, really well.
Actually. Yeah. Have you been stung?
Oh, multiple times. I actually have a can of Raid on my nightstand, just in case.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I guess you don't name them. So this is an audio quiz called Come Visit. We're going to play a tourism ad. You are going to ring in and identify the place it's trying to get you to visit. Liz, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are in the final round. Jeffrey, if you lose this game, you will win a trip on the NASCAR cruise. Because you know what car fans love? Boats. Here we go. What country is this ad for?
Now, there's a few things I got to warn you about. Firstly, you're going to get wet. Because the place is surrounded by water. Oh, and you're going to have to learn to say g'day.
Liz.
Australia?
Yeah, that's Australia. Yeah. I like that he says, you're going to get wet because it's surrounded by water. Like, not in the middle.
You don't have to. Yeah, you can stay.
I mean, every place is surrounded by water if you go far enough out.
That's right.
Which state is this intense tourism ad for?
Tulsa adds Art Deco and Indian culture to Route 66 romance. Legends from Frank Lloyd Wright in Bartlesville to Will Rogers in Claremore.
Jeffrey.
Oklahoma?
That's Oklahoma, yeah. It's like pretty rockin'. Dun, dun, dun.
Will Rogers.
Okay, this one's a bit different. It's a tourism ad encouraging citizens of a country not to go abroad for a vacation. Which country?
Where are the passports?
It's just not worth it, you know. You're supposed to be on holiday. Why on earth would anyone want to go abroad in 2012? I mean, there are so many events all around the country, like the Queen's Diamond Jubilee.
Liz.
England?
Yeah, that's right. The United Kingdom will accept England. That's weird. That's the seeds of Brexit right there.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, this is your last clue. Can you identify the destination this video is about?
Antelope feed peacefully on grassy slopes. Woof, woof, a black bear. But don't worry, he's friendly. He won't bother you. For many years, Old Faithful has played with average regularity every 65 minutes.
Liz.
Oh, boy. Okay, I feel like it's talking about Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's talking about Yellowstone National Park. That is correct.
All right.
Yeah. Also, I'm sure you heard that woof, woof, a black bear. No,
that's not what bears say.
No. No, and they're not friendly. It's like, don't worry, he's friendly. No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's a bear.
Yeah, he's a bear.
Don't talk to him.
He doesn't woof, and don't go near him. Yeah. He won't bother you. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, stop falling asleep with steaks in your face. He's going to bother you. Great game, and Liz, you won, so you're headed to the final round. Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Liz in our final round, and I'll talk to Darlene Love, who is one of Rolling Stone's top 100 singers of all time. She's listed right between Patti Smith and me after a vodka in my shower. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.